This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Preservation. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Mindy Dubansky loves books. That's maybe even an understatement. She is crazy about books.
Yeah, I received a lot of encouragement. I don't need a lot of encouragement because I'm totally nuts.
But she doesn't always love people because they mess with her books. She's the head of book conservation at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where she takes care of 900,000 catalogs, manuscripts, notebooks, and a lot of these objects are in very high demand.
I've noticed a big increase in interest in our collection for exhibitions. I mean, huge, like 500% in a year. Everyone wants to borrow our books, not just in the institution for museum exhibitions, but they're borrowing books for exhibitions all over the world. We just sent materials to Italy. I was packing these to send. My boss, Ken Soner, always said, we have job security. We're never going to run out of books that are falling apart because as fast as we fix them, people upstairs are damaging them. So every time someone reads a book and fans through the pages, they're weakening that hinge at the point of where the binding material flexes. Reference librarians and the registration librarians, when they see people mishandling books, they really want to say something, but it's very awkward. I could definitely get in trouble if I see somebody, you know, I would definitely not, left to my own devices, be politically correct if I saw somebody. I mean, I would put the book first, definitely. But I don't think most people do. But that's my job. We don't like when they lick their fingers and turn the pages. I didn't even say anything. I just slapped somebody's hand once. You know, poor turning of pages. Grabbing it by the head cap and pulling, and you always see all these breaks and tears on the spines of books. When people want to show you something, and they go, oh, look, and then they'll start rubbing the pages. You know, well, you're going to rub it right off eventually. We can't have a perfect world for the books here because we really stress service, and we want people to be able to use the books, and we'll try as hard as we can to make sure they use them properly, but people will be people, and you know, we know what they do. I'm attached to the object of the book. Like, I really believe that the handling of the book, the interaction with the book, is as important as the text. I mean, that's a little bit radical. It's like Cupid's arrow. Like, you take a class, that's it. You know you have to be a bookbinder. It's a very strange obsession and passion. It's shared by all the other bookbinders. I mean, it's not just we decided, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to be a bookbinder and we'll study that? No, it's like a compulsion. Books are the best people have to offer. Like, it's not so easy to write a book. And so, in a way, like, books to me are, you know, sort of a pre-selected, just the benefit of the people that have worked the hardest to do something, to, like, make their lives count, you know? And I thought, what could be more important than keeping that going, you know, and that's what I decided to do. To me, that made me feel like my life meant something.
Mindy Dubansky is the head of book conservation at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Alan Yu produced this piece.